Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 8 cents at 683, July wheat up 8 and 3 quarter cents at 696 and a quarter, and July beans up 21 and a quarter cents at 1583 and 3 quarters. There were no weekly export sales announced today due to the holiday. They'll come out tomorrow. The 6 to 10-day weather forecasts look wetter to me. I don't see any real major problems out here, with the exception being North Dakota. North Dakota is going to be 100 degrees tomorrow and Saturday. Then it looks like it breaks back down to 90, but virtually no rain out there. So it's certainly a major problem. The rest of the country, I think it looks like it's in pretty good shape. Illinois, Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa's weather is very similar to Chicago. It looks like it's going to be hot, 90 degrees, the next 2 or 3 days. Then we break down into the 80s, and then midweek, it looks like some pretty good scattered rains around. Not great storms, but, you know, a drink of water. The bean oil pushed up again overnight. We were up almost 2 cents at one point, up about $1.70 ticks. We closed up 96 ticks, about 80 off the highs. We tried to take out the contract high in the May contract, missed it by about 20 ticks, and then broke. The beans, in my opinion, are strictly a function of the bean oil. If the bean oil stays strong, which I frankly doubt, then the beans are going to stay strong. I think we went up, kind of tested that, you know, maybe we even take it out at some point, but I don't know that we're going to close over it. I think the number is 72.32 or something very close to that. But I view this as a rally in a bear market, frankly. The dollar's back up 37 ticks at 90.27. You know, I just don't see, with the vast majority of these crops in pretty good shape, with the exception of North Dakota. You know, at some point, I think they're just going to write it off and go for the insurance. But is that going to be enough to drag down potentially very high yields everywhere else? I don't know. We'll have to see. But for the time being, we certainly don't see, you know, a major drought with 95 to 100 degree temps across most of the Midwest. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.